3FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday hump day, my friends.
Hump day.
We are halfway, more than halfway through. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13. And I forgot your last name for a second.
Yes, you looked at me like,
It's just, that yellow thing just hit me.
It's
your shirt. You're bright.
It's Coeur d'Alene.
You're bright.
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, buddy.
What else do I have? Happy Hour underscore SS, Facebook at 1700 Champ. Website, 1700champ.com. Remind me, I want to talk about that for a second. That's where you can check out podcasts. You can listen to the show live. You can click on the live microphone if there's a live microphone out there. I always say that because there used to be a live microphone up there.
I don't think there is.
I don't think there is anymore either, so we'll have to figure that one out too. Minnesota Twins again today at 6:10. And then they play the Cleveland Guardians on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And as always, we want to thank our sponsors of the show, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. So what part of that was I going to – I said I wanted you to remind me. That. See, your shirt went ping.
You just said the 1700 .com, wasn't it? 1700thechamp.com? The website.
The website. So yesterday while we were going through all of our things, and once again we'll tease a little bit what's
sure.
Getting ready to happen tonight after
starting at 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock. So I was in there and it was exciting that we got the skimmer back because it's like, hey, now I got my podcast up and I'm like, and I was talking to Jake here at the studio and I'm like, Jake, man, the times are off and it's killing me because so I'm like, I have at everything it like I have the first part I'm trying to bring on of our show is Maggie and Pearl because they're off. And he goes, well, instead of skimming, try logging and see if you like logging. And I'm like, okay. So I went home and I'm like, all right, let's figure out the difference between skimming and logging. So on the top part, it says logging. On the bottom part, it says skimming. Mm-hmm. And then on the top part, logging, it logs by hours. And skimming logs by the, like, 17 minutes that we're actually, you know, between each segment. Yeah. I did 4 shows last night in, like, 20 minutes by logging. It's throw it up there, cut about 3 things, throw the next hour up there, just do like 3 little, just to take the commercials out because they're not very big when it's an hour,
sure.
It's an hour long.
Sure.
Done. Up. Done. Up. Done. Up. And I walked in today and I'm like, Jake, thank you very much. What the heck?
Where has that been all my life?
So, very excited about that. Very much easier to...
So, if you do go to 1700 The Champ, there is not a microphone in the corner per se, but there is a bar on the bottom where you hit the play button.
Hit the play button.
And then that's how you listen to it online.
That's a good idea. I wonder where I've seen that. I wonder if they took it. I wonder if it just didn't do what it was supposed to do. That's always possible. How was your day?
It was good. It's good. The wind stopped blowing. That was huge.
Gosh, it was amazing this
there,
morning.
As I left downtown, everybody was, there's a fire. They're burning off the prairie vegetation or whatever down at, James County, the soccer fields, that
yep.
area down through there. So that just makes it hazy and such there, but it is absolutely gorgeous out. The wind has died down. We went and walked around Gray's Lake last night. Love that place.
It was
beautiful. The wind was in the process of dying down, and then it was kind of, as my wife said, like rewarding a dog with a treat after doing something good. I said, I'll buy you a beer over at Big Grove. So we went over, and she had a Tailwind, one of the new ones they did. Mm-hmm. I guess it's in honor of Ragbri, if you will. It was a, what is it? It's a wheat ale. And then I had the Citrus Surfer.
Citrus Surfer is
which
awesome.
I
don't know how to explain
it. It's kind of like a Blue Moon, but it is, there's no heavy to it whatsoever.
See, what I thought.
It is so good.
Take a Coors Light and a Blue Moon.
Okay.
And it kind of gives you that.
I don't think it's quite as Coors Light but.
No, but I mean, it's not a heavy Blue Moon either.
But I will give you this. So it was nice. We both had a beer.
Right.
And in this world that I've been in of I log my calories.
Right.
I know this is boring for you to hear this, but you have to acknowledge.
I log my calories.
You have to acknowledge what goes in if you're even going to think about you're going to adjust to what comes, you know, how you can get out. But. There's a lot of empty calories in beer.
Yeah, there is. Especially
16 ounce.
Especially Big Grove beer.
16 ounce was about 200 calories. I'm like, dear Lord.
Right.
So
it's not a Mick Ultra.
So no. So I'm gonna go walk around the lake. They had already left. Go to Springfield to watch Mount Mercy tournament ball.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Tonight, tomorrow, all the way. Actually, they could play all the way till Monday. So we'll see how things go with it, but. I'm batched it tonight. That means I'm either going on the treadmill or around the lake again. I'm not sure.
There you go. My service guy, partner in crime during the day. You're my partner in crime during the afternoon.
Yes.
Said
happy hour.
Happy hour for William Penn and for Mount Mercy. Pitching has to step up if they're getting to Sunday. Saturday.
Yes.
Or Monday.
There is no games on Sunday because that is their rain makeup day, and it does look like there's possibility of rain. I think a little bit on Friday, a little bit on Saturday, blah, blah.
All the time.
But it's But anyway,
it's still cool
for college ball to hear, for them to play. Another side note, we've got one of the other baseball families that we've grown up with. Their son actually plays for University of Purdue.
Matadors.
It's
University of Purdue, Indiana.
Yes. But it's something else. It's what's the town that they call it? Anyway, but he's a mastodon, blah, blah, blah. And they were, if you watch the Golf Channel, they were chosen to be in the NCAA
round robin.
Basically the NCAA golf tournament when it comes to NCAA basketball tournament. So it was a pretty big deal.
And our second family was hoping for South Carolina, Florida. Where are they going?
They're going to Michigan. And so
now, here's the cool thing about Michigan.
Anything could happen weather-wise in Michigan playing golf right now.
Golf courses in Michigan are outstanding.
Oh, absolutely.
They're really, really cool. And somebody asked me the other day, one of the guys at work said, hey, I didn't know that you golfed at Waveland. And I'm like, yep.
University of Purdue, Fort Wayne. That's
Fort Wayne.
What it is.
Yep.
Sorry.
And he said, what'd you think? And I'm like, my body still hurts. And he goes,
are you talking Waveland or Wakanda?
Wakanda. I said Wakanda.
No, you said Waveland.
I said Wakanda this time.
No, you didn't. See, okay, this, luckily that we have a skimmer or whatever
or
we
logger.
Have.
Okay.
Or whatever this
Sorry.
Is. But okay.
Wakanda. And he goes, you're still sore. Why? And I'm like, there's not a flat lie, and I'm an old man.
I'm telling you, the same person that designed the Wakanda Golf Club designed the Iowa State Fairgrounds campground.
Yeah, this is nothing flat there either. Wow.
But no, I am loving the beautiful weather out there. My hosta are popping.
The
yard looks great. Okay, question for you, Mr.
Yes.
Your one property is still in Des Moines.
Yes.
Are you going to do No Mow May?
No.
Did you hear about this?
No. I've already mowed a couple of times.
Not in May, dude. It's only the third. I know you haven't mowed twice in
May. Oh, not in May. No, I'm getting ready.
It's no-mow May because our mayor was to let down on pollen and blah, blah, all these different things. Do you know?
Bag my stuff.
Dude, but also I spend hundreds of dollars. I don't want to say how much, but it's more than hundreds. I spend a lot of money on my grass. I let my grass go for a
Who's
month.
Our mayor?
It's my mayor county.
Oh, is it still mayor county?
I believe so. Well, then, if not, he's saying stuff on the news. But anyway, but it's the idea to let something go for a month and then try to cut back and let it. I mean, that's horrible for the health of the yard.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to be
the
anti. I don't
put pollen up anyway. I bag everything.
Well, I just.
And I keep it. And what do you call that when I keep it? And it makes into, I don't, I don't throw it. Well, some of it I throw into the city.
Are you trying to say the word composting?
There we go. There compost. Go. Composting. I'm a composter.
Good job. Good
yeah.
job.
Usually in the backyard. The front yard I do put in the
but
city.
The fact that you live with Nana over in Altoona.
Yeah, they do a really good job of mowing.
Yeah, they
my
do. It takes about 8 minutes in it's 7:30 or 8:30 or 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
You see that
exactly.
That's and this is the greatest thing. And this is what they did before someone had actually and I love all my folks that I'm on the board with, but you know, they said, well, here's the deal. We want to mow your yard at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning because that's when I have all my guys together and we'll just come in and do it really quick. And I'm like, no.
I don't want it done yeah. really quick.
No, I don't want to see tire dips because the grass
divots
because the grass is still
ruts.
Wet.
You don't want ruts.
I don't want ruts. I wanted to see, and now they come at like 9:30, 10. I'm like, I don't care when you do it, but I don't want you doing it at 6:30 in the morning. That's you just don't do that.
I know.
I'd rather they do it at 9 o'clock at night. Than 6:30 in the morning.
No, I get it.
I get it. But yeah, it's some exciting stuff. Philadelphia, Boston tonight.
Yes.
A little NBA talk here, just really quick. We have Randy Wehofer coming in today, so we have a bunch of baseball talk.
You confirm that?
No, I did not.
Spin the wheel. All right.
I did not. Because I've never had to. So if he's
all
not,
right.
We just have other stuff to talk about.
7 o'clock tonight, 76ers versus at the Celtics. The 76ers lead the series 1-0. Last I heard, the Joel Embiid
is playing. Yep, he is.
Okay, last I heard it was a major possibility, but he is going to play.
They said it was go after winning the MVP today. We'll talk about that later too. Don't know if I totally agree with that, but I feel great for him because he's another one. You know how we talked about Tony Finau on Monday?
Yes.
About how good a guy he is.
He's a golfer. He's not didn't play basketball. Yeah.
Joel Embiid is a great guy. I mean, just listening to him. He's just fun.
All right. I'll go with that.
So last night, Knicks beat the Heat. Kind of figured that was going to happen.
Yep.
With them
111, 105.
With them getting Julius Randle back and the Heat not having Jimmy Butler, it's still going to be a good series.
Yep. Tied the series 1-1.
The Lakers beat the Warriors last night. That was a great game to watch. It is just redonkulous that is 10 o'clock at night and they're still in the first half. That's just bleh. I don't like
it. Did you expect? Well, I guess it's hard to say expect. I mean, the fact that LeBron didn't have this marquee game, but Anthony Davis
really did.
What, 40 and points? He
20 rebounds.
Yeah.
Kevin Looney had 20 rebounds as well. You're going to see some people, and this is the stuff that all the NCAA doesn't like, and the NBA doesn't like, and the NFL doesn't like, is when you get an anomaly, right? So this game is in Golden State.
Excuse me, Anthony Davis, 30 points.
Yep, 30 points, 20
LeBron
boards.
LeBron James, 22, 23 rebounds for Anthony Davis and 5 assists.
Yep. And Steph and every, I mean, they didn't play poorly. I chalked it up to three things. One, the Lakers are a really good team. If you have LeBron James and you have Anthony Davis, you have a chance to win any series that you're in.
Warriors, I think spread it out pretty good, though.
I think we've kind of hit that a bunch of times, and how the role players play. But so the Golden State Warriors, defending NBA champions in the playoffs, in the semifinals, first game of a series, and the LA Lakers get called for 12 fouls, and the Golden State Warriors get called for 24 fouls. On your home floor, reigning NBA champions, coming off a tough road win with Sacramento.
Okay.
And you get 24 fouls.
Okay, foil cap. What are you reading into it?
I think was
Vegas trying to rudder the game?
No, I think.
What was going on?
If you really wanted me to put on my hat of deception.
Conspiracy?
Yes. Is they don't care about some of the other games, but they'd really, really, really like this one to go seven games.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. But I mean, it's just they both attack the basket. Now I'll give you six or seven of those fouls. Just Golden State being stupid. Golden State. That's the one. You know, if you're sitting there with a high school sophomore and you're trying to teach them basketball or something, Golden State Warriors and the LA Lakers are not good teams to have them watch. I mean, they do things that you just don't want to teach people to do.
Let's put an umbrella over that a little bit here. You said a seventh grader?
No, I said a sophomore.
A sophomore. I was going to say, is the NBA where you really want to go to teach basketball?
No, but I mean, just to get, Golden State makes really bad turnovers, really bad fouls. The Lakers play, I think they split their quarters up and go, okay, first 2 minutes we're going to play really hard. The last 2 minutes are going to play really hard, and we're going to see what we can do in between. I mean, it's all the things that as a basketball coach, you're just pulling your hair out. It's like we said, now I can't wait until I see this Boston and Philadelphia game again tonight, because this game tonight for Boston with Embiid coming back is a make or break for a lot of things. It's a make or break for them to get back to the championship game if they want to do that. It's make or break for what happens between Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics. It's a make or break for this coach, because the only thing this coach had going for him when he started was he was on the staff of a really good basketball coach,
right,
who did something that you can't do in a place of business. And because he was horribly outcoached, and I don't think it's going to get any better. I think Philadelphia's going to win again tonight. And unless they're happy. Because they could be happy winning one game. So we're going to come back. Right. We'll talk about that, because I know you're looking at me weird as usual. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
It's a smooth start to the afternoon commute.
What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America NA.
Live from the capital city, it's Steve on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Hope everybody had a good day. We're more than halfway through, thank goodness.
Yep.
Kind of like those days. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook as well, at 1700 The Champ. We'll come back to that in just a second. Tonight, Twins are versus the White Sox again. First pitch, no pregame, 6:10. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they have the Guardians, the Cleveland Guardians. I still can't get over the Cleveland Guardians.
Oh,
it's like the
fine.
Washington Commanders.
It didn't happen
that.
Yesterday. You'll be fine.
Yes, it's not fine. I need to work on that. What else do I got? You have the first read.
I do have the first read. Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs. Every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the top workplace award for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitments you can count on. Member FDIC.
Are you a Kentucky Derby guy?
You mean far as I'm going to go place bets? I get into the horses, the fact that there's two horses from Iowa in it.
Yeah, is that just, do you
think I'd look good in the floral pants? I'm not sure.
I'm thinking all of that. You know, floral pants, green, maybe with a little yellow with the shirt you have on. Okay. You're in.
This is high vis.
You look like a mint julep.
This is high vis golf shirt. It's because when I'm looking for my ball in the woods, I want people to be able to find me.
See you so they don't hit you.
There you go.
I don't watch a lot of horse. You know, I do enjoy going out to Prairie Meadows and doing that, betting on a couple of horses,
right?
Seeing that. So It's it used to be. It just seems to me like it used to be bigger. And I think that's just because everything else is so accessible anymore that maybe it's just way down at the bottom.
I don't know. The fanfare of going is still a bucket list thing, dude. I mean, our buddy Randy he and Michelle have been to – he didn't go this year, believe it or not. But, I mean, they've been to multiple – they were on the cover of, what was it, the New York Times because, I mean – she would make their outfits. It was unbelievable. But I mean, they talk about the fanfare of the event.
And if they're not going, not the they're race. Doing it here.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're dressing up somewhere.
You've got to go down to Tonic. I'm sure you're going to find the apparel on or whatever. But no, I probably will not, I guess, forget about it and avoid it by, I mean, I'm not saying that, but I mean, it's the fact that there's Iowa ties to it.
Right.
Which is huge. The fact that it's two horses, from Iowa, it's from, the Aubaugh camp, correct?
Well, one of the stables, yes. And then the other stable, I wasn't as sure of. I don't know if somebody split off from that group
I'll do some digging in on it. But anyway, you go by the color, the number, how does it look beforehand? Things like this. I mean, it is fun to throw a little, win, place, or show, or what's that? I'm trying to think.
Trifecta.
There yep. you go. But it's to just go outright and, I'm going to throw $10 on the long shot. That's always fun to do something like that. I'll probably watch it.
In my head. It's what's Donegal that? Racing, Jerry Crawford, Donegal Racing have had Derby horses before. I don't know if they do this year, but I think they're even a little bit more known than even Abbas is, but that was I like, you don't get me at wearing a top hat and drinking mint juleps. That doesn't get me excited, but I do like watching the horse shows. That's the thing that's changing in my life. I don't watch as much NASCAR as I used to. I don't watch as much just racing in general as I used to. It seemed to be bigger before, or you just had less things to watch on TV that were sports related. Now everything is at your fingertips.
We have a golf channel. We have, first there was ESPN. Now we have NFL Network.
It's not like I don't
follow
and see who wins and loses and do all that. Right. But I'm not. Now, Grand Prix, I watch a little bit more than that just because of the Netflix show. I finally finished watching it. It's really good, and I get why everybody is hooked on it because of that show. I mean, they did a great job
of F1. You mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was amazing.
It is on a weird time though, because it was on like 6:30 in the morning, Sunday.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, my oldest Zach. I mean, they're out Saturday nights and they get up early in the morning and start watching because they bet the heck out of it too. So once again, that's kind of the changing force of sports is sports betting. I mean, you can't deny that.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, Iowa had, they've had 3 months in a row where they have had more than ever before. It was, oh my God, that's an all new high. Oh my gosh, that's another all time high. Oh my gosh, there's another all time high. Now we're not New Jersey, we're not 400 million, but it's still a lot for a state of Iowa. I mean, it's a
who was it, New Jersey that was betting on tiddlywinks or something like that? I mean, they were betting on everything.
It's crazy. And you
have you wagered since the NCAA basketball tournament?
Yeah, a little bit, off and on.
I
did a little baseball, lost three in a row. So quit
what
doing
baseball. Were you doing props? Were you doing over-unders?
Over-unders.
What were you doing?
I go off pitching and over unders, and every time I did, I went the wrong way. I should go, oh my gosh, I am set. I just, any of these basketball games, what I'm set on thinking or what I want, I just need to go the opposite and I'd be perfectly fine. I'd probably be wealthy, but hey.
I know that if I went opposite of every single thing that I've done on BetMGM, I would still have money in my account. I know that.
I've bet golf a few times.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have. You have.
Well, I mean, I bet golf with what we do from
right, picking
Zach's
the
work.
One, two, three, and four tier, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah,
I mean,
but I bet I on the app. Like, all what I started betting was cuts. Make cut, miss cut. It's not as glowing, but I'll package them together with
that
something.
That goes back to there. You can do so many different things.
It's too much. It's mind blowing how much you can do. So, I don't know. Just really, really quick, because we touched on it yesterday, so I think we have to keep touching on it. The Kraken come out again.
Yeah.
On the road, took care of
the Stars.
The Stars.
5-4.
That is
in overtime.
Panthers with a pretty easy win over the Maple Leafs. So once again, in the NHL, in the opening games of the series, away teams win on the road.
The lower seed. Yeah, exactly.
On the road. So tonight you get Devils, Hurricanes, and then you get Oilers, Golden Knights. You have to – the Devils and the Hurricanes are two really fun teams to watch. But if you want to watch people, Connor McDavid, Oilers, Golden Knights, really good team. It's going to be interesting, what's going to happen. Here's the funny thing. I was looking at this right now. So, it doesn't say what his first name is. It just says Jay Ischel is the Las Vegas Golden Knights leading point producer. He has 27 goals and 39 assists for 66 total points. Connor McDavid had 64 goals by himself this year.
Wow.
And 89 assists. So he had 153 points himself. Their leading scorer and player to watch had 66.
That's what I'm looking at. I was surprised. I guess I didn't realize that the Oilers are actually favored to win on this one.
Yeah.
And it's at the Golden Knights.
And even though the Golden Knights are our home team.
Home team, and they're the number one seed.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's
interesting, right?
Very interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going through and looking. But yeah, I don't know. I'm happy for the Kraken. Still think the Maple Leafs aren't going to just go away.
No, I agree.
Where do you go on the Golden Knights Oilers? Where do you go? Where do you think? Do you think it goes to the Golden Knights because it's a home?
Yeah, goalie. But he's going to be put on the spot. I mean, he's going to have shots at him, and that's it's not going to be fun with that. And I don't know, it's playoff hockey is different, because I my kids hit on me all the time because I don't watch hockey regularly.
No,
and I'm like, I didn't grow up being a hockey fan. You know, and the really funny thing, my kids are hockey fans because of the Oak Leaves and the high school hockey thing. That's why my kids are hockey fans. So there were Dowling kids. I mean, the local kids
play
Oak Leaves and
did they play up there, the Urbandale complex?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what got them hooked on hockey. It's really funny, and then it just now. The oldest likes to bet on hockey too. So, I mean, that's
I was gonna say, I'm seeing a pattern.
There's
here.
A pattern of what sports are. I was trying to pick out some other news today. So some of this stuff was just to see what your reactions are.
There you go.
Kirk Cousins wants to remain in Minnesota. I don't know how you make that happen with the amount of money that he made and what he will get. I don't think they're ready to give him another big, not a long contract, but I don't think they're ready to give him a big.
What he wants?
No. He just wants to stay in Minnesota, but that's really hard when he's making, when you have to sign him and the going rate's 3 years guaranteed, 5 year total contract, and you're looking at $30 million. I know they don't think that he's worth it. I do, but I know they don't, just because of wins and losses. But I thought that was interesting. The Titans, Ryan Tannehill on the Will Levis pick. He goes, it's a bit of deja vu. I mean, I think this is Ryan Tannehill's last year with them because they're not going to pay him that much money because he hasn't won them anything.
Right.
And then one of the biggest stories today, and I usually save this for Potpourri, but we are a Kansas City Chief affiliate. Patrick, we thought Patrick Mahomes' brother was a ding dong.
Yeah.
Didn't know that he was now a incarcerated ding dong.
Right, and it's
ugly.
It is.
Yeah.
We are a society of innocent until proven guilty, but I think that things are stacking up poorly.
Yeah, it's just you know that's that whole social media thing, man. And you're on social media,
right.
and you walk into a place and you know there.
I also think he's an easy target.
Well, I do too. There's two different ways to look at social media people. They're either you go, oh God, or you're like, oh wow, they're really funny.
Right.
He's that, oh God.
Right.
You know, because he just thinks he's nobody knows you, buddy, only because of your brother.
Right.
And you can kind of see that leading up to that because Patrick's wife, I think her name is Brittany.
Yes.
They kind of hung out, the younger brother, and I think they both went, yeah, let's don't do that. And
well,
that's probably
but she
idea.
Did come out on Instagram saying, you don't know the facts, leave him alone, get off his back, you haven't walked a day in his shoes, blah, blah, blah. So she is sticking up for him.
Right. That doesn't bode well either. That's more of a, hey,
I know.
It'd be different if it was Patrick.
Well, and I hopefully that it is not, you know, somebody trying to just do a money grab because of his last name.
But it wouldn't shock you that he might have done something that people would have thought,
yeah,
maybe you shouldn't have done.
I mean, it just if you want to play in the limelight, you have to understand. Or excuse me, the spotlight. You have to understand that it is the spotlight.
Yep,
and it's that there's repercussions for good and bad. So,
and I guess I just saw this, and maybe this came out here earlier today, but Churchill Downs is probing deaths of four horses at this weekend, because everybody thinks that, oh, it's Kentucky Derby. This is the biggest weekend in horse racing.
Let's go with investigating instead of probing.
Yeah, probing. It says probing.
Okay.
It doesn't say. I would have rather said investigating.
Investigating. Okay.
It says probing. I read verbatim there. I'm sorry.
Yes, you did. All right.
No, and you know, it's with everything that's going on, because from every age of horse, I'm not a horse guy that I can tell you what all the different things are, but
right.
It's a huge weekend of doing that. So it's kind of big news there. So it's kind of crazy, actually. But what else do you, I mean, like I said, we've got one more segment. We got some potpourri and stuff we want to talk about, because I wanted to save all the baseball, because I got some baseball things, but I wanted to save them for Randy. Right. I'm on a roll with some crazy baseball stuff going on in my brain.
Bad stuff came out of Ames, obviously. I think everybody's heard about that.
That's
accusations
not a,
and
okay, now that was really bad. When you actually read the wow.
Right.
I don't know how you guard against that. How do you know?
I know, but it's
bad.
The statement from the team is he is not an active member of the team,
right? And which you even no matter what you
yes. So that was Coach Campbell coming. I mean, but bad deal.
Yep. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I'll be back. A little potpourri, getting ready for Randy Wehoe. Welcome back in. Once again, happy Wednesday. We are halfway through first hour. Last segment of the first hour already on this Wednesday. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Glad to have you in. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. It's beautiful out.
It is beautiful out. Best day.
Love
it. Was like first day without wind in like 7, 8, 9 days.
It seems like forever.
Yeah. Yes. A long time.
Moving furniture on the deck kind of wind. It was holy buckets.
You can check us out on Twitter. He's at Scott Brower_13 at happy_SS. I am at Steen on Sports. And we also have at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. And the website, 1700thechamp.com. Minnesota Twins baseball tonight. Twins, White Sox right after we get off. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they play the Cleveland Guardians. The segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and check out all the above things we talked about, or look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. Okay, so getting back to 1700 The Champ Facebook page.
Which I have it pulled up on my phone right now.
There you go. Little tease. Give a little tease.
Go to your 1700 The Champ on your Facebook. Do your little search bar or whatever to there. So at 6 o'clock, you're going to see a post pop up from the 1700 The Champ, Steen on Sports / Happy Hour Sports. It's going to be speaking of May 12th, Friday, May 12th of the Bacon Fest, the Blue Ribbon Bacon Fest.
Yep.
At the Iowa State Fairgrounds, JR South Pork Ranch. Read the post, and you're going to be asked to, I believe it's hashtag contest. You'll have to read it.
Yep,
but anyway,
contest, hashtag 1700
the champ. So you've got starting at 6 o'clock tonight through tomorrow at 6 o'clock, which we will tease the finish line, if you will, as the show goes on tomorrow from 4 to 6. Brooks is supposed to be in studio with us as well from Bacon Fest. But we're going to give away 10 sets of tickets.
Ten sets of ten tickets.
So you can. We're looking for
a lot
for
of people.
10 hopping groups to be out there hanging Friday night. With that being said, entertainment galore. If you go to Blue Ribbon Bacon Fest, just Google it. It's entertainment inside of JR South Pork Ranch. There is entertainment on the Bill Riley stage. Food, drink. Something that we haven't touched upon as we've been talking about, this is a 21 and older event.
Yes.
It is not just, you get carded going up to the bar. It is a 21 and older event.
It has to be.
Yes.
It's part of the deal. So, that's the important aspect of it. So,
obviously for some of the folk that do know Gary and I, obviously, on a social platform, if you will. We will make sure when that pops up on 1700 The Champ Facebook, we will both go to our own personal Facebook pages, and we will, I guess, pass it on as well. So like to get some movement on that, see if we can get some people out to enjoy Bacon Fest, the Blue Ribbon Bacon Fest. Oh, bacon.
Oh, bacon is right. So I have weather through next Wednesday. It's supposed to be in the 70s all the way through. So that would be.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see them have some nice weather. It's a big deal.
So what goes good with bacon?
Beer.
Corn on the cob.
Beer.
And you know what corn on the cob makes me think about?
What?
Why? Why is Aaron Rodgers bringing Randall Cobb with him to. You like that segue, didn't you?
Yeah.
But I don't get the whole Randall Cobb thing. What does did he pull him from a farm pond when he was a child that they're so connected or something? I
honestly don't think that Aaron Rodgers has ever seen a farm pond before.
Okay, it was a scenario. It was a ha ha, but. What did they give him? 2 years or 1 year? Just a 1 year deal.
Yeah, just a 1 year deal. It wasn't for much. Buddy, I wish I knew. I don't.
It's so bad because I'm like, they go Texans ex wide receiver Randall Cobb and Aaron Rodgers reunite with the Jets. You know what I did when I read that? Randall Cobb was with the Texans.
Exactly. I didn't.
I just don't get it. Anyway,
I didn't.
He's
know
got.
That.
Good Lord, he's got weapons that he wanted. He's got, our guy Adam Lazard.
Alan Lazard.
I'm Garrett looking
Wilson,
right up.
Garrett Wilson.
I was gonna say
runner up in offensive rookie of the year.
There was players there already,
right?
That were good players. I don't get it.
I don't either. And that's the part that got everybody mad at Aaron in Green Bay, is you don't take enough time and energy for a team to be the spokesman and the leader and the GM of a team. If you don't see, this would be my, if you don't come to the TAs and whatever they're called.
Yeah, but look, Aaron is already in with team, with guys doing stuff. Like I said, the publicist is amazing because he's with all his receivers and buddies, and they're going to Madison Square Garden to a hockey game. He's been seen throwing passes already to his receivers. He's smiling. He's supposed to throw out the first pitch in a Mets game. Yeah. I swear he's New York
now. And people are starting to take him to task to realize that there are, when you're in the, you know, if you're a Jet or you're a Giant, what you do outside of Jets and Giants, there's rules. I don't know if he's following all the rules yet.
Right.
Like, are you a Mets fan or a Yankees fan?
Oh,
are
you can't be.
Are you a, you know, do you hop over to New Jersey to see Brooklyn?
LA Times or something said good luck to both the Kings and the Lakers. And they're like, you can't do that.
No. So,
but no, it's their, it's going to be interesting. And I'm starting to have a little bit of concern that I hope, their division rivals, the Dolphins, have a quarterback that can stay healthy. I
can't see why you would worry.
I'm gonna click exit on my screen that says Texans ex wide receiver. Another guy.
Wouldn't you think that the Miami Dolphins and NFL could come up with a football helmet that could help Tua? I mean, it could be big,
but he couldn't throw the ball. He'd be hitting the helmet.
He'd now you're like making that fun of your own quarterback.
He'd look like that. What's the guy off the Flintstones?
So here's an ethical question for you.
Oh, this is great.
Coming from me. Is it so Iowa State football player.
Oh.
He did wrong, right?
Yeah.
Do you say his name? What's your ethical take on that? I'm just asking.
It's already in the.
It's in there. It's out there. I mean, we just didn't mention his name. I thought maybe if you were
one of the news sources,
if you were doing that on purpose, I could be talked both ways. I could be talked into both ways.
I just feel sometimes because we have these microphones in front of us that it's we are acknowledging that it was something that
horrific.
Was talked about horrific. That it was,
but we don't need to smack the kid over the head with it.
No. It's not about that. It's. To me, it was from the angle of the. Some people are going out to the fact he's an Iowa State football player. He's not on an active roster.
I get that.
He was a walk-on, all these different things. I was just saying there has been a statement from the team officially.
I'm growing up right in front of your eyes. I mean, at least I asked instead of just going, hey, did you know that I'm growing up.
Yes.
You're a good influence.
I was acknowledging, so we don't get to just talk about the unicorns and butterflies on this story. There's things that would just to acknowledge that we are aware of it.
So you talked a little bit yesterday about the Big 12 and.
Oh God, you got to talk about the Mexico thing.
No, I'm just saying that we talked about that.
No, I'm not a fan of that.
Today, the big story is the Big 12 now looking to modernize TV broadcast with their new TV broadcast partners, with in-game interviews, expanded locker room access, and all of that. Would be one of the first in college football to kind of delve into that. That's what this guy is, man. He's a mogul.
Really?
He's not. You know, so they didn't bring him because he's a lawyer.
During the NCAA basketball tournament, did you like when a coach is having a bad game, but he's obligated to go over and say, "All right, so your guys aren't doing what they're supposed to do. What are you going to do? We're going to change the way we're doing things." And he's gritting his teeth, or she's gritting her teeth.
If I get Baylor Kim, who's now LSU Kim, anytime I can get her on a microphone. let me have him.
Leave him out of the locker room.
Bill Finley, let me have him when he's worked off in the locker room.
No.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700, the Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We got Randy Wayhoe for coming in here. We hope. I'm going to go check right now.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Hope everybody had a great day. We're at that 5 o'clock hour. It is happy hour. It's drive time. It's the middle of drive time. Be safe, please. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. We also have at Randy Wayhofer. You also can check us out on Facebook, and the website is 1700thechamp.com. Twins, White Sox going again tonight, then Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Cleveland Guardians. That is a 6 o'clock joined in progress, 4:30 and 11:30 on Sunday. We'll also just get this through since it's supposed to be Scott's, but he's letting Randy Wayhofer in, assistant GP, vice president and assistant VP. No, general manager and assistant VP. VP and assistant general manager. There we go. This segment is going to be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. They have three locations, 6001 Westtown Parkway in West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue downtown Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street in Ankeny. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Their urgent injury clinics are open at both Ankeny and West Des Moines. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at demos.com. Also new to Demos, Engineer Performance by Demos, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in Central Iowa, 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway, Ankeny, Iowa, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers. We were just talking in here that we saw that Thomas Rhett is, I saw the buses and semis and stuff, and we went out and asked when they're coming, and they are coming tomorrow. He has a concert at Wells Fargo tomorrow for you Thomas Rhett fans out there. So kind of cool. We've been talking about a lot of things. We're going to talk some baseball when Randy comes in, just to we're curious. Kind of the first couple of questions is all the, it just, it has not been, in different parts of the country, a really easy time to get a lot of baseball games in. So, and I do, we have to talk a little bit. I have the, from the past homestand, we're going to talk to Randy and see if, when's the last time that he even remotely saw something like that. The scoring that happened over those six games, which was totally crazy. Tonight you have, I got the NHL schedule in front of me. Tonight's games are, you have, it's Wednesday, is New Jersey, Edmonton. I'm New Jersey, Carolina, Edmonton, Las Vegas Knights, 6 and 8:30. I'm gonna have to spend some time watching those. I'm addicted to Ted Lasso right now, so I'm about through with that. So we'll see how that goes. Just some other, just little things just to talk about really quick here. Joel Embiid won MVP. Won it over Jokic, the Joker. I don't know how I feel about that. People, there was no way in the world with a player, even a player at his level, that they were going to give the Joker his third MVP in a row. People, sports writers weren't going to do that. Basketball teams weren't. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. But yeah, it wasn't going to happen. So
What are we today? We are May 3rd, so the iCubs, they're supposed to be playing in Columbus tonight. It's a 5:35, so they should be, hopefully if they're playing, they're playing right now, because I think that's, yeah, they should be playing. So we'll see how that, see what Randy knows about that. The NBA tonight is the Philadelphia 76ers and the Boston Celtics. A must-win for the Boston Celtics, with a game that Joel Embiid missed. And offensively, the Boston Celtics played well enough offensively to win that basketball game. It was their defense that they struggled, and it looked like they were out of sync, and it looked like their coach that took over at the start of the season. When you get into playoffs, you know, we say this a lot, and as a coach, I never would agree totally. During the NBA season, as many games as is out there, your biggest thing that you have to do as a coach is try to keep people fresh. Give them simple things to do and try to keep them fresh. When you get into playoffs, that is a totally different ballgame. And I truly believe that the Boston Celtics were outcoached in that first game, and now they have a must-win game on their home floor coming in. So I want to take time, Randy. Oh, hold on. There we go.
It's like, Randy, you were talking to somebody. That's a good job out of you.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. I kind of teased a little bit that, I mean, your biggest enemy right now with baseball is weather. My goodness.
Always has been.
Man, it is crazy. It looks like, are they playing? Because I'm thinking Columbus. What is it? It was a 5:15.
It's 5:35.
5:35
is what it's showing here.
Okay. But they're
yesterday they were supposed to
Columbus
because
East Coast at? Is it, are they playing
Columbus?
Already?
Isn't Ohio?
Yeah, Columbus, Ohio. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
no,
they're Eastern Central. Time.
Yeah. They're same time as Central? No,
they're
Eastern.
Eastern time.
They're Eastern time.
But
so they should
be playing.
The website
says 5:35 Central time, so they made the adjustment on the website.
Oh, I didn't
you know
have,
what? I'm gonna revert to the man.
I didn't have the website up.
Him,
I had their schedule up. It just said 5:35.
Yeah, a local time.
Local time. Okay, perfect. That's all we needed to know. So, we talked about this yesterday, but your last homestand. Have you ever seen anything like that before? It was 63 runs to 29 runs. And the scores of these games, you know, we thought the 18-16 game, you're like, how could you top that? Well, you can top it if you're the home team when you come back and win 18-2 and 13-0. That's a lot of offense. You said their offense was going to be really good.
This team can hit. They haven't made a liar out of me yet. I don't think I've ever seen a string of games like that at Principal Park. Nothing comes to mind. The years we were going to Colorado Springs and Albuquerque and El Paso and playing at altitude in the Pacific Coast League, there were times where, teams were locked in and took advantage of the conditions and put up some big runs. You know, this is a product of the six-game series also. I mean, normally halfway through a homestand, you'd get a different pitching staff and a different look. I think this is one of the things that six-game series, it can pile up on you. You get short arms. You can't recover. You've seen everybody once or twice out of their bullpen. I think it was a bad week for Louisville against a good hitting team, and it was a race to the bat rack there for a couple of days.
Hitters always get better the more they see certain things, right? I mean, that's just common knowledge that it's all about feel. And once when you play somebody that many times in a row, and you start to get a feel, and it's exciting, though.
Well, that's why playoff baseball is different than the regular season, because in a seven-game series, if you've got two or three guys at the back end of the bullpen that you see once in a three-game series in a save situation or a close game, you know, I mean, they were starting with Andrew Miller about 10 years ago now, you know, they're using these guys every day in a seven-game series, and it's just it doesn't matter how good you are. A, you're bound to have a bad day because it's a physical task. Just go to the gym 7 days in a row and see if you feel exactly the same, even if you're just walking on the treadmill. It just doesn't happen that way in physical tasks. And then, yeah, the more you see the arm angle, the spin, all, you know, there's comfort and repetition.
And like you said, technology is changing baseball as well.
I think that's always been that way, you know, and I think, you know, from the beginning of time, hitting has been contagious is been the phrase, that there's a confidence that goes from these three guys got a hit, that's empowering for the fourth guy up in the lineup, and it's deflating for the guy that's on the mound. I've been on both sides of it just as a little leaguer. I can't get any of these guys out, or, you know, I mean, there's softball games where you got to leave base early because in order to get outs in an inning, because there's not enough strikes, or, you know, there's just, it happens in the game. It just usually doesn't happen 3 out of 4 days.
How many games does the iCubs play in a season?
150.
150. So 12 less than, is it 162 or in Major League?
Yes.
When can, I mean, I know that you probably are dividing up, but when is a normal thing that, okay, we're enough games in to know what we have and maybe what we need? How many games in does that usually happen?
At the Major League level?
Yeah, or I mean, I'd even take it at yours. Not that you have a lot of leeway, but just how many games can you say, you know, I got a really good handle on what we are and maybe we need to do something different, or maybe we just keep going?
Usually it's 50 to 75 at-bats before you know if a guy's got a problem or if he's having bad luck. You know, so that's, you know, 3 weeks, maybe 3.5 weeks for an everyday player to know if, hey, you have a couple of bad games and you say, I had a couple of bad games. I hit the ball hard at somebody, whatever the case may be, the results aren't there. But you see enough variety. I think the way the Major League schedule has played out here early too, I think April is going to be deceiving. Because we keep stacking up these back-to-back series where the Cubs were in L.A. and then turned around in the next homestand and the Dodgers were there. And then they went to Miami, and then you turn around and the Marlins are right back following you back home into that series. If you're a bad matchup with somebody and you've got them 6 out of 9 days,
that's not good.
That's, you know, or it's really good, you know, and that may
right.
be a product of Tampa's start, you know, playing the White Sox an awful lot here early. You know, I think the variety of opponents matters for all those things, and when you catch a team and who's healthy and all those sorts of things. So I think a month is a pretty good indication of, hey, we need to fix some things. I think the Cardinals have seen enough to know that it's not working and probably need to make some changes, but it doesn't mean that Tampa Bay is going to win the East based on the start that they've had and the schedule that they've had. I mean, the Phillies, look at where the Phillies were last year at the All-Star break and went to the World Series. You know, so it's a long season, and you can't luck your way into one way or the other. And I think a good month is probably a good indicator, but not the only month.
Well, I love the fact that I was going to ask him about two teams, and he just mentioned both. You know, what's more surprising, the White Sox playing poorly or the Cardinals playing poorly? It's been a long time since St. Louis has started a season like this.
Yeah, coming into the year, I think the St. Louis offense was taken for granted as a given with Arenado and Goldschmidt, and they're just not putting up the numbers, and that's exposing the pitching problems that you may have been able to predict that have made them look even worse. You know, so it to be 10 games back already, you've got to really, really, really play well to make up 10 games and leapfrog four teams. And there's no indication that turnaround is coming. It's not like there's one guy that's coming back to the lineup that's going to spark something. You know, the White Sox are bitten by injuries again. I think they have a really good team on paper and in theory, but that team is rarely on the field together at one time. It started with Anderson and then Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert and his tight hamstring dogging it down to first base, and take, you know, Moncada was off to a good start and he seems to be perpetually hurt. So I think there's some reckoning going on with White Sox fans as to whether or not the lineup that you thought that was a world-beating lineup 3 years ago and what it would be if it's never on the field together, then you start to question whether or not those are the guys that you, you thought you wanted to ride with.
The mother company that is my day job is actually out of Ferguson, Missouri, St. Louis area, and they were real big on opening day baseball. So sure enough, I'm getting all this stuff about Cardinals baseball, and so a group of us from here sent us all wearing our Cubs stuff, and so that went off real well.
I bet it went off.
So as things are going, I sent them a picture, and it was, be careful if you're in the St. Louis area. I had two Cardinals tickets in my car. Somebody broke the window out and left four more. They didn't think that was real funny, but I thought it was good. So.
I liked it. I like it. So I'm looking at the standings, and like you said, Tampa Bay's playing the right people. They're still playing well, but they're playing the right people. Baltimore could have that too. I mean, and Tampa Bay's been good, so I can't. But Baltimore, it's really surprising. I'm freaking out about the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's been a while. I mean, it has been a long while, and maybe it is because of who, you know, where they're at in their schedule and how they're doing that, but. To be 20-10, 10 games over 500, I bet you that hasn't happened in 10 years.
Admittedly, I have not watched enough of the Pirates. I know that they have some pretty good position players and some guys that have been up and coming that are probably coming into their own a little bit. I've always thought Key Brian Hayes was good and Brian Reynolds is good, and they brought McCutcheon back, and he's not washed up. And there's some Sawinski and some guys that I'm aware of in their lineup. I have no idea who's getting all those outs for them on their pitching staff.
Exactly.
And it is unlikely in this day and age of baseball, if they have brought up all their top guys, and if it's a young staff, and admittedly I'm guessing a little bit here, in a world of pitch counts and being babied up through the minor league system, it's going to be hard for you to ride that for 162 games in six full months. So enjoy it and bank as many of these wins as you can. But
I mean, I'm not even sure they won 20 games last year in the whole entire year.
It's gonna be hard to sustain with a young pitching staff. Just the physicality of a full season, not even questioning their talent, just the work that they're going to need to do to keep it up.
And you're right. I mean, it's that whole division, the Cubs, them, their runs allowed are way down. So it is pitching that's helping them. I mean, they're scoring too, but it is that. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Randy Scott and I will be back right after this break.
.com/free.
Brewed in Des Moines. You're listening to
Happy Hour Sports. Happy Wednesday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott and Randy, because it is Wednesday and it's the 5 o'clock hour. We're glad to have Randy in here with us. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at Randy Wayhofer, at 1700 The Champ, and at @HappyHour_SS.
Yes.
Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. We'll talk about that in a second.
One more time. Yeah.
The website is 1700thechamp.com. All the podcasts are up. I'll wait until tomorrow, even though now that I know that you can do it a different way than I've been doing it, it's pretty easy to do, so I'm not even complaining about it anymore.
Isn't
so,
it weird? You'd like to ask the right questions, but you don't even know what they are.
I had no idea. We have another Twins White Sox, and then Twins are in Cleveland. These are very important games in division. So you can catch those 6:10 tonight, 6 o'clock Friday, 4:30 Saturday, and 11:30 on Sunday. I think that is it. You got the read, my friend.
Palmer Group, employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but 2023 it's even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on the clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, there are over 500 jobs, like I always say, I bet you it's more than that, open on their website at thepalmergroup.com. Randall Cobb. I'm still thinking about talking about Randall Cobb.
Stop.
Thepalmergroup.com.
It's not that big a deal.
It just irritates me. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking. Keep both the staff and the accounts very busy. Check out the website. Find out what the Palmer Group can do for you.
Randy Wehover is in here with us. He is the VP and Assistant General Manager of the Iowa Cubs. In your week, these 6 days that they are out traveling, your biggest responsibility or job that you're doing at this point in time, besides going back through trying to find some data, what else is a day in the life like for Randy when the team is not here?
Trying to look as far ahead as possible with the marketing team. We meet when the team goes on the road early that following week, or early that week that the team's gone following the homestand. We meet with the marketing group and talk about not only the next homestand, but try to get at least one to two more homestands ahead. So you're planning social content and graphics and recording radio and television spots for production. We're planning for the next homestand. You start watching the forecast.
I was just going to ask you, how attentive are you to the weather forecast?
Yeah, when Chris Schlosser, our groundskeeper, and Sam probably watch it closer than I do when they're both in town. Sam was out last weekend, so I watched it more closely in his place when we got through. But yeah, you're always generally aware of what systems may be coming. It's not like you can stop it or anything. You just try to be aware and plan staffing for part-time. You know, if you know the weather's going to be miserable, you can adjust some of your staffing needs potentially. But hopefully we're almost to the point where you can have a chance, at least by temperature. You know, when it's just 30 degrees and miserable, you don't have much of a chance. If it's 50 degrees, it's a little less miserable, even though it's not ideal, and try to fight your way through some things.
The other one, and someone sent this because they couldn't find it, and I don't know if you just did in the top of your head. The 18-16 game, how long was the game?
3 hours, 27 minutes.
Look at that. That's a long game. That's
he's
fun.
A numbers guy. You know that.
He is
you
a
know
number.
That.
Okay, there's a numbers guy, and there's somebody that can remember the numbers. You know, it's easy to be a numbers guy when it's sitting in front of you. It was nothing sitting in front of him over there, so... That's I'll text them back. They're probably listening though, so I just think that's funny when they do that. How in I kind of want to know major leagues, but I want to know minor leagues too. As the VP assistant GM with all that, talking to coaches, how often? I mean, regularly? Do you have regular scheduled meetings? Do you go? I mean, do you have a routine that you do when they're here, or do you have a routine when they're away that you still communicate?
I mean, when they're in town, I talk with our coaching staff daily, but it's not necessarily about baseball.
It's
making sure they're aware. We did our Little Tykes T-ball promotion before the game on Sunday, so we needed their cooperation to make sure they took BP inside and make sure the players' bullpen sessions and the relief pitchers' catch sessions were done before 11:45, so we could get the kids on the field before the game. So we're talking about moves that might relate to travel that we are coordinating. So if we got extra guys coming and we need to change names on plane tickets, those kinds of things. What time is the bus leaving for the airport on Monday? Itinerary kind of stuff. It's, you know, we only get player information as it regards to travel and things that we have to coordinate. So we'll talk baseball with them once in a while, try to go out and watch BP. It's more of a perk of the job than a necessity. Try to get some fresh air, and, you know, when things are going well, it's more fun. And then you talk about other stuff when it's not.
Well, just to kind of springboard that direction where you were talking to me about that, you dabbled a little bit about the new information with the Big 12, because we were talking about that they want to do some games and stuff in Mexico to broaden things. Your mark is trying to make this different with the Big 12. And today it was more access, whether it's I don't care for the interview before they're trying to go in at halftime, that they take the coach's time, and it's the access in the locker room. And I asked this to Randy, is there too much access? Can we let these guys just do their job and be a team? Or where do you go? Do you think it's good because it continues to promote the game? Or where do you go on that? Is too much?
I think the never-ending pursuit of the quote-unquote casual fan is what drives, you know, sports broadcasting has gotten to a point, and the audiences have gotten so big that, but everybody expects it to keep getting better. So they keep asking themselves, what are the people who are not watching? What could we give them in order to get them to watch? That's the discussion being had at the top levels of it. And I think for the people who have been there all along, it seems unnecessary, but I think that's the motivation for what they're trying to get. I think if you establish those things, in 10 years, you will now get people in those positions who just only know the game as that's part of their role. I think in that transition period, it's really hard for the Greg Popovich, Bill Belichick, people of the world to buy into it because they're not interested and they were never hired with that in mind. Then every NFL coach that's hired now knows that he's got a press conference on Monday, right, and the general manager that's hiring him knows his head coach has a press conference on Monday. So you're looking for the best candidate that fills all of those roles for you. You may sacrifice some X and O's on Sunday for a guy who, or gal, who is good with the media and is a good communicator. You know, we did our Copa promotion on Sunday and wore the Demonios uniforms. And the very first year we did it, it was like, what's this? What are we doing? From guys who had been in the big leagues and, you know, and were older at AAA. And now the guys who are coming up have been wearing Latin Heritage Celebration uniforms their entire minor league career. They're interested to see what our take on it is. And it's just casual. So I think that's the context behind those conversations. For me personally, I don't get a big charge out of hearing someone who is a big name say nothing. I'd much rather get substance, and I know we don't get any substance from any of these things, so I don't get much value out of it because I know I can predict what they're going to say before they say it because I've been consumed by being close to and being part of that world for 25 years. I guess it, you know, but that's when I first left school and got into broadcasting. It was much better to have the big names say nothing than have the no names give you really good information. And that's kind of the rule of TV and radio production at the national level. It's better to have Shaq mumble and tell you nothing after a game than it is for Jack Haley to give you really good insight as to how they stopped their post player.
See, and I think it has, and maybe this is just my old schoolness coming back, I don't think true baseball fans have anything in common with NBA fans and football fans that want instant gratification of getting that. I grew up listening to baseball. Couldn't even watch it. I was just listening to baseball, and I had it pictured in my mind. And then when I got to start seeing a Monday night game or a Saturday day game, and then when cable came and you got to see the Cubs play, it was the love of the game.
And, WGN.
And, yeah, and that's how I still watch baseball. I just want to watch. I don't even need people telling me things. I want to watch and just take it all in.
Well, I'll tell you this though. When we talked about this, as they were going to speed up the game, do all these different things to make the game better, I was very, do not take away the, if you don't understand baseball, if you think the game is so slow, you don't understand the romance, the lineage, the chess match that watching a baseball game is, then you don't understand baseball. I love the new baseball. It's, I mean, the pitch count, like you said,
agree. I love that.
There's nuances to the game now because of the pitch clock where, you know, all right, he's got to throw so they can steal. I mean, it has improved the game. I'm surprised.
My big kick, Randy, is that everybody wants to play fantasy football or doing that. And there was rotisserie baseball or whatever. And my father-in-law loved it. And I went with him and helped him. But then it got to a point where I'm like, that's not why I want to watch baseball. I want to watch baseball to watch baseball. I do it for football, man. I want to see if my running back's playing well. I can flip games And I can do. I don't want to do that in baseball. Once I start watching,
you were
the
doing
game,
long hand accounting back in that day, though,
yes,
to be able to do the rotisserie in baseball.
I mean, do you get that baseball's just different for the hardcore fans, and how you are? It baseball's different. It's not like the other sports.
I think it is, but different means worse in the eyes of executives because they can't do their formulas for what works the same way. And I think that's a challenging thing. On the other side of that coin, I think what baseball has gotten wrong is letting players think that they make big money because of their spin rate and their exit velocity. You only make the big money as an athlete if people are willing to spend their money to watch you perform. It's why Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig barnstormed in the offseason, and they had to hustle to make extra money and use their talent. I think there is a somewhat of a sentiment that says, when I can spin it better than you or I can hit it further than you, I'm entitled to X amount of money, and we just don't engage as a fan the same way because of those things solely. There is something about being a real human being that makes the game more intriguing. It's why Taylor Davis may be the most popular and well-known Iowa Cub player since the World Series, even though he is not anywhere close to being the best baseball player that's worn an Iowa Cubs uniform in that time. So there is something to be said about being willing to be a real person and to be engaging and to be identifiable beyond just the measurables that will always be relevant to building an audience. And I think that's the balance that the broadcast executives are seeking. It's why high school sports matter. I've said this a million times. The quality of play in high school sports is low in general. But most of the people watching are related and care deeply about the people who are participating. And that's what makes it compelling. So if you can get that some level of caring and buy-in from people that you don't know personally and don't see in your neighborhood and don't know their parents and don't see them at their part-time job, that's what I'm trying to do with the Iowa Cubs players. That's what our social media content is doing. That's why we go to the Miracle League, and that's why we do clinics, and that's why we do those things, because it's great to watch Matt Mervis hit the ball 450 feet, and it's great to watch Christopher Morel hit a triple. But if he also says hello to you and you feel like you have some investment in that person, then I have – that's where the two things come together and can be really special. So I think there's good in that, but as in anything, a little bit of feel goes a long way as to what question to ask and when to ask it. And I think it's not the access that it's the problem. It's the teaching of how to implement that always could use some work.
I was just going to say, as long as you have the mug club, you're good to go, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's just different. And I have a hard time. I tried to explain that to the kids, and they're like, we just don't understand why you think it, because I grew up, I'm old, and how I grew up with baseball, it's the only thing, it's what I had. I had two things that I hung out with my grandma and we did. We watched All-Star Wrestling, which I don't want to tell a bunch of people. Oops, sorry. And baseball. And that was it. So that's what, those are the things that I enjoy the most. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We got Randy Wehofer in here as well. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We will all be back. One segment left. Don't miss it.
Sign up for 101 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Wednesday. Drive safe. It's been hectic driving home
the last couple of weeks. It's not going to be Wednesday anymore. It's just going to be Rand Day.
See what I did there?
Rand Day. I love it. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We got Randy Wehofer in here with us as well. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at Happy Hour _SS, and at Randy Wehofer.
Twitter, we did that. Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. Twins White Sox today, then Twins Guardians coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This segment is going to be brought to you by Palmer Group. Nope, it's Heritage Building Maintenance. Provides good quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa and the Midwest. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, provide a peace of mind in protecting our future by being certified partners of science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial service to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services. I want to thank Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Northwest Bank, and Woodman Controls to be part of our program. Okay, so you said you gave a score. What was the score?
It's 1-0 now. So okay. Iowa is up, the bases are loaded, and they did get the game going in Columbus.
Good. That's a good thing. We have Randy in here with us. We always appreciate Randy being in here.
When you ran through your little spiel, did you say 1700 The Champ on Facebook?
Yeah, no, because I was waiting for you to do that because we have to tease.
We're not teasing. We're 15 minutes away from teasing.
Because in radio hierarchy, 15 minutes matters.
Exactly. All right, 6 o'clock tonight starting. So for 24 hours, starting at 6 o'clock tonight, going through 6 o'clock tomorrow night, make sure you go find 1700 The Champ on Facebook. Obviously, when you get there, follow up. But look for the post talking about the Blue Ribbon Bacon Fest. We were lucky to have Brooks Reynolds give us 10 sets of 10 tickets, 100 tickets that we are going to give away on the contest.
10 lucky people.
To 10 lucky people. So we can have 10 groups out there causing chaos with us. This is for Friday night. Is it a 21 and older event? Go to 1700 Champ on Facebook. Make sure you respond in the manner that they ask you to. I believe it's hashtag 1700 Champ, hashtag contest.
Yep.
We'll pick 10 winners tomorrow, and we'll get people in contact for May 12th. And
next
I believe
a week from this Friday.
4 to 10, 4 to 11. I forget. Starts at 4. We're going to be out there early, having a good time.
We are.
So,
we're getting out there at like 2.
No. Okay.
Yep. Because you got nothing better to do.
My shoulder didn't pop when you twisted my arm. I'll tell you that.
There you go.
All right, where are you going?
You know what? I'm looking at Randy going, what do you have coming up? We are, what are we? We're like, you got your homestand start on it. They start Tuesdays?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. So hit us with some stuff.
So, the team will be back, and our only homestand in the month of May is next week, Tuesday the 9th through Sunday. We've got our first dog days of the season, so we've got dollar hot dogs, and you can bring your dog to the game on a Tuesday. It's 6:38 start. We've got back-to-back day games again on Wednesday, Thursday. Lots of school groups. Character Counts has brought some schools.
Nice.
So they'll be a lot of fun, a lot of energy. And then Friday night fireworks. We've got our first Marvel superhero night with character appearances from Black Panther and Captain Marvel on Saturday. Saturdays go to 6:08 now for the rest of the year. We had been in the afternoon for April, but that's been very popular. So we want to make sure people know that you can come meet those characters on Saturday. And then it's Mother's Day on Sunday to finish things up. So we've got the Family Fun Pack ticket package, which is a great value for young families to come out. And moms can run the bases with kids after the game. If your mom likes sports, then spending the day at the ballpark would be a good way to spend it with her.
There you go. It's Mother's Day this coming up.
Fully aware. No, not this Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Fully aware of that. So I already have gifts purchased. So, question in regards to tickets. Obviously, there's getting general admission tickets is not a problem. You can pretty much walk up to, or how advanced do people need to be getting tickets?
So the general admission sections are. Just that, you know, the seats are the same as the rest, but you're just not assigned to those. There will be some weekends coming up when we get into June where any kind of ticket will be tough to get. When Caitlin Clark's there on June 3rd, there are tickets available, but a few. Now that we've gotten past May 1st, there was the deadline to get a season ticket package. So now there were some tickets not available online up until this week. We've opened up the rest of the inventory. We're not saving anything for a potential season ticket package. So there are more seats that have opened up in the club box and in the reserve section sets. We sell season tickets. It's always the most advisable Go to iowacubs.com to get your tickets straight from us. Get them in advance. Skip the lines. Get them on your phone. You can scan them there. You can print them at home if you want. And if the game gets rained out, there's a rain check policy. You know, that ticket doesn't go to waste. So if in case of bad weather, we've got you covered there. But always best to work in advance. And if you want to come a little bit more often, our 10 packs of both GAs and reserve grandstand, they're called flex packs because they're flexible. You can use 10 tickets to one game, come by yourself to 10 different games, anything in between. So if you know you like to come, you want to wait and see what the weather does, you want to wait for some certain promotions, you want to be able to react to a canceled meeting and get out to a day game, if you've got one of those flex packs, you've already got your tickets locked on your phone and in your account, and you can use them whenever it's convenient for you. And that's always a good way to save a little money and then know that you don't have to worry about whether something's available.
We did that one Sunday. It was just a gorgeous day, and we're like, we need to go to a Cubs game. Wonderful, usable, going online. And we found tickets. We were literally sitting right to the right of the Cubs dugout. I think tickets were like $35. I mean, they were not bad. $35 a piece, but we were up on the net in the mix of it. I mean, it was a great day, great seats. It was always a lot of fun.
Anyone ever say anything about the Nets anymore?
No, not to me. In a long time.
We were
ruining the world and a lot of people's lives in leading into the 20 season when we extended the Nets further down the line. COVID happened. The season never played. The Nets were still up when we came back in 21, and that was the least of anybody's worries. And every time a foul ball goes into one of those nets, I'm even more thankful than I was before those there.
I am with you. That's the important thing. But you do need to get out there. It's so much fun to go to Cubs games, especially if you're in the Mug Club.
Yes, and we need to get our
We need to get that taken care of.
Me helping you with your habits is what I'm here for.
Exactly.
So.
And that's called
friendship.
There you go.
So when we are when you're looking at baseball as a whole, do you look differently like at the All-Star break? Do things start moving more for you during that time of year towards the end? I guess what I'm asking, the beginning of the year more settled, but you're doing more things around a bunch of other stuff. Does it get more hectic once you start getting past All-Star break to the end of the season?
No, for me, it gets slightly easier because then there's only so many other things you have to keep planning for. You know, right now I've got 60 promotions that we need, 60 days of promotional activity that we need to promote and execute. And then after this homestand is over, I'll have 54 days of activities and promotions that numbers. So as you cross things off the list, now there's much more to do once we get to June and July and August. You know, that the meat of our season, the most important time, is from Memorial Day to the start of the state fair. And as many home games as we can have that the schedule gives us during that stretch, the better for us, and the more opportunities we have at the peak time that people are interested in being at the ballpark to participate. So our schedule this year lays out really well that just this one series in May, you know, then we come back. I guess there's technically the last 2 days of May, but the Tuesday, Wednesday right after Memorial Day, that's summer. Leading into to June, and June's a very busy month for home games, and that's a good thing as people's routines change when school's out. Certainly family-based entertainment, multi-generational-based entertainment and experience is what are the backbone of our business. So,
and you do it so well. It's so much fun.
Have people figured out the traffic aspect with all the construction? It's easier to come from the south than it is from the west?
Yeah, I think that will get worse before it gets better as we get into that more peak season. But, you know, it's more obvious. There's just been more time and more experience and more opportunity to see it. And there's big chunks of MLK missing. So there's no mystery now.
No mystery.
It's not there.
It's not just a barricade and a backhoe. They are digging. So I think once the work starts, it makes it more obvious, too.
There you go. Well, Randy, we, as always, appreciate you coming in, spending some time with us. It's always fun. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans.
Go to 1700
the Champ
on Facebook.
6 o'clock. You can get there. It's going to pop up. Enjoy. We will see you tomorrow.
Here's a look at traffic.